WFSX. Once again,
the Fox, your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
98.7, the Fox State College.
It is time for a thrilling Thursday, or is it a wonderful Wednesday, or a feeling fine Friday? I've lost complete track of
Thursday.
The days this week, but I'm going to go with a thrilling Thursday edition of Let's Talk right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. I'm your occasional host, Jeff Byers. The more permanent host, Scott Giese, over here this morning. If you're in the State College area, I hope if you're out traveling around, you're able to battle through these icy conditions that have caused the school district to delay for 2 hours this morning.
Well, it is an interesting morning. Yes.
Uh-huh.
All right.
That it is.
All right, real quick, we have an open line program later on. Later on, we'll have a guest from our friends, Happy Valley Adventure Bureau. They're going to be talking about upcoming things. Yes, wintertime, upcoming things.
Nothing to do around here.
And PA-250. All right, if you're not familiar with that, we've mentioned this before. You're going to hear that number a lot, 250, 250th anniversary of this, 250th anniversary of that. There's a lot of stuff. Next year, 2026, is like a big, big, big year, if you didn't know that. And so our guest is going to talk about some things that we're doing around here for all that sort of stuff. So listen for that. And your calls, of course, as well. Yeah, all the local schools are on a two-hour delay this morning. And, on my drive in from Penns Valley, when I pulled out of the house, I'm like, oh, man, it was slippery, icy. It was not good. Traffic was moving, well, most traffic was moving slowly. Some people were driving a bit too fast.
Mm-hmm.
Thankfully, I have an all-wheel drive car, but, I mean, it's one of those, you know, you can feel the slide. You, as you're driving along in your steering wheel, you can feel the slide. I'm like, all right, come on, let's just keep going. So I get through Center Hall, and I'm coming up to Bowlesburg. I get to Bowlesburg, I'm like, this isn't too bad. And then when I get into State College, I'm thinking, okay, everything's just fine here.
Uh-huh.
But everybody is on a two-hour delay this morning.
Yeah.
While the road crews in outlying areas,
mm-hmm.
especially,
mm-hmm.
Get to, you know, do what they have to do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, last night I had to do a high school basketball game last night, and I was, you know, road conditions. I'm like, oh, okay, it was 33 degrees. I'm like, I'm from Penns Valley. Penns Valley was playing Hollidaysburg last night. I'm thinking, oh man, that's Blair County. Those folks have a, you know, fans and whatever, have a bit of a long drive to get home. And I thought, I don't know. When I walked out of the gym last night, I just thought, boy, it feels warmer. And I checked, and it's about 35, 36 degrees. The temperature had gone up.
Look at that.
And we had an ever so slight, like a light rain, but it's like, yeah, roads are wet. Yeah, big deal. Overnight, it got clear, and it got cold. Now, maybe in some parking lots out there, if you have, like, some standing water maybe from yesterday, that's frozen over. All right? So don't go ice skating today. That would not a smart move. But, the outlying areas especially, be careful here this morning until the sun gets up. The road crews get out, do their job. If you got somewhere to go, you know this spiel, all right? Take your time, put some distance between you and other drivers, all that sort of stuff, and you'll be okay. There we go. Now, if you were listening yesterday, we had our friend Joe Bastardi, weatherbell.com, and, Joe warned us weeks ago. He said, be careful that zone from Thanksgiving to Christmas. All right.
It's going to feel cold.
It's going to be cold. Interesting weather. Well, we've had the cold and interesting weather. But now yesterday, if you missed this, Joe said, all right, when we get to Christmas week, folks, that's only 2 weeks off. All right. Hello. You shopping yet? 2 weeks. Well, he isn't, but anyway, 2 weeks off. He said, maybe Christmas week actually is going to warm up. Uh-oh. As in, now, warm meaning 40s. And, you know, I've already seen, I think, two different stories elsewhere are, you know, going to have a white Christmas. Well, if Joe's right, we're probably going to have a brown Christmas.
Oh.
Sorry. Now, that's not everywhere.
White.
All right.
Not the good stuff.
White Christmas. So we'll see.
Just for the day.
All right. Check for 2 weeks. We'll see. But then Joe said, watch out for January. It's going to be cold again in January. I'm thinking, okay, January is supposed to be cold. We've had some really cold conditions. Our recent winters have been, frankly, rather boring. All right, they have been, yes, boring. But January has been, for the most part, cold. And apparently Joe says, this may happen again. Uh-oh. So prepare accordingly. Yes, we are, 2 weeks to Christmas, folks. That's it. Now,
this is crazy.
Yeah, you remember the stories right before Thanksgiving. Well, how should you handle, you know, conversations around the Thanksgiving table? Remember some of those? I mean, some of those. And it was always Uncle Bob.
That's right.
You know, Uncle Bob. Uncle Bob's the troublemaker. All right. He wants to talk about. And this is the way you're supposed to handle it. I'm like, oh, for goodness sakes. Well, there are more stories out there about, of course, Christmas time. So hopefully your family gets together for Christmas and you allegedly, inevitably have these conversations.
Indubitably.
All right. I came across a story the other day. Here's the headline. Here's a strategy to get through stressful holiday gatherings. Act like a dull rock. That's the headline. Act like a dull rock.
Okay.
you're doing good.
Thank you.
That's pretty good. Now, that's more like Eeyore, but anyway, from Winnie the Pooh. You know, according to this story writer, you know, when you hit Uncle Bob and he wants to talk about, I don't know, Donald Trump, or he wants
Uncle Bob.
Or something, you're just supposed to kind of sit there and or stand there and like, maybe sort of nod your head like, yeah, that's interesting. Well, wow. Okay. Act like a dull rock. I don't know. You always act like a dull rock. You did that pretty well.
Yeah, I've had some practice.
You should do an online video. Here's how to act like a dull rock. I bet they'll get 1 million views.
I'm just here to help.
Do you need some money for Christmas?
Oh, yes, I do.
Well, okay.
Thank you for asking.
That would be most of us, right? Well, Powerball jackpot last night. Nobody hit it.
Hey!
So Saturday night's drawing, as predicted, will be at least $1 billion.
You know, it's almost worth playing.
$2 for a ticket, all right, that works. I will probably get a ticket today or tomorrow.
That would be a good return on investment if you win.
Well, you know, if you win,
uh-huh.
Now you do realize the chances of winning are like 1 in 300 million.
What?
you didn't know that?
But it's me.
You're too busy acting like a dull rock.
It's me.
1 out of 300 million.
No, I would play the right number.
But hey, can you tell me
what
all
you got to do?
Can you tell me what those are?
No, I can't share that information.
How do people see when the only time I ever buy a lottery ticket is for stuff like this. When you get a $1 billion jackpot, it's like holy smokes. Again, my goofy tradition is I go and I buy one ticket. One. Because, again, you have a 1 in 300 million chance. Two, I don't know, doesn't help me very much. It just doesn't. And I usually, you know, you put...
But if you buy 1,000, now you have 1,003.
Yeah, do the math, pal. You have a 1 in 3 million chance or something, something like that. Anyway, I always let the machine pick my numbers because I don't
know. Oh, you can't trust the machine.
Well, how do you
pick? You got to take this into your own hands.
How do you pick numbers?
They're just going to pick arbitrary numbers. You got to pick the right numbers here.
So you just
what are you doing?
So you just hit you can call up the little screen and you just go boop, 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 boop. That's how you do it?
Oh, yeah. You got to hit the right numbers.
Really? Oh, okay. Well, how do you know which ones they are, though? You boop, boop, boop. That's all you do?
You got to trust your instincts.
Trust your instincts. Okay. Well, probably today or tomorrow I'll go buy a ticket, And as I'm standing there, I'll think about you, the dull rock.
That's right.
All right. They're like, okay, should I let the machine? And the machine is, no offense to the machine, it's been doing a really terrible job of picking the numbers for me.
That's what you get for trusting the machine.
So maybe I just need to stand there, say a prayer, and then boop, 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 just let my finger do the talking or something. Anyway, so $1 billion Saturday night. Holy moly moly. All right, we got some more stuff here that backs up one of our favorite lines on the show. Is it possible to go too far with something?
No, never.
Yeah,
well, I mean, yes. Absolutely is.
You're doing the dull rock again,
boy.
All right?
I keep getting it.
It is. And I've got several here.
Yeah.
Now, this is a personal opinion. All right? Here's the first one. Now, we've talked about this app, which is called Kalshi. Kalshi is an app where people can bet money on all kinds of things, not just sportsy stuff. It's like, who will be the next president of the United States, you know, in the next election? Who, what's the favorite, you know, blah, blah, something. And people are actually betting money to, you know, for whatever the choices are, and then this app kind of rates the odds right now and all that sort of stuff. Okay, I mean, Kalshi has become rather popular. People are, people do a lot of betting on there. This is interesting. According to this, CNN and CNBC have embraced this stuff. They're called prediction markets, like what's going to happen. So I got this note here from the CEO of Kalshi. So apparently Kalshi has done deals now with CNN and CNBC. And I'm just going to read this. This exclusive partnership between the news and Kalshi marks one of the most important shifts in journalism in decades. Oh, really? All right, this is the CEO writing this stuff. Our markets will support forward-looking reporting through collective crowd wisdom, market-based, real-time, and unfiltered. Still reading here. The news will now evolve from covering the present to forecasting the future.
Ooh.
I kind of stalled at the term crowd wisdom. Sometimes, folks, the crowd doesn't get it right.
No.
Okay. No. And so now, granted, this is the CEO of this app, so of course he's blown it up real big and all that sort of thing. We'll see where this goes. I know there's that one dude, he's on CNN. I actually like watching this guy on CNN because he charts statistics and he talks about things. What's his name? Harry Enten. He's good. Plus, he's full of energy, and he's really into the subjects he talks about. That guy's good. I like that guy. CNN and CNBC are going on. Now, CNBC, I could maybe understand because they're about business. All right? That's a cable channel that's primarily about business. Well, okay, you're going to make business predictions and so on. I get that. CNN is just maybe desperate to find something that works, something that will attract eyeballs besides Harry Enten. It's just in a personal opinion, all right? I don't know. Then we have this one. Okay. If you've done any international traveling, some people have. I did once a couple of years ago. Do you like this idea? The Trump administration, okay.
I already don't like it. Daisy, if it's Trump administration,
really?
I already know it's awful.
I'm terribly sorry. Okay. They have a proposal that would require travelers from 42 countries, including some of our friends, Japan, France, UK, Australia, our friends. And I guess I'm not from those countries, obviously, but in the past, if they would travel to America, I mean, you need your passport, but you don't need a visa. There are some countries where we say you need to have a visa to get into our country.
I would say either Visa or MasterCard. You should have one of them because it's going to just help you out when you get to the
Discover
shops. And yeah, Discover would be just fine as well.
Well, this new proposal apparently would make everybody, I'm assuming, You would have to provide 5 years' worth of social media history in order to visit our country. That's crazy. That's just nuts. Now, there are some people, yeah, they get on social media and they just spew. And we've talked about their stuff. We've read their stuff like, what is this person thinking? But that's never been a prerequisite for visiting the country. Now, the Trump folks want to make it a prerequisite for visiting the country. So I'm assuming they're going to have some type of a checklist. And if somebody said something on X Twitter 3.5 years ago that you think is unfriendly to America, what, they're going to stop them from coming now? Okay. This proposal from the Customs and Border Protection Agency, it's not final. It's a proposal right now. They're taking public comments for 60 days. I know this thing with, you know, letting foreign students into the country and, you know, student visas from certain countries and work applications from people coming from other countries. They want to be more stringent with that stuff. I don't know. Are we going too far with something here? That if you make some comment on social media 4 years ago, sorry, you can't visit the United States. I think that's a little nuts. All right, Mr. Dull Rock, what do you
think? We're not going far enough. It's got to be 2 decades worth of social media posts, Gazy. You're telling me if somebody says death to America and it was 6 years ago, we're just going to let them right in? Come on.
20 years ago, I don't think we had social media. That would be going back to the beginning. Holy moly. I just... okay, let's see where that one goes.
All right.
Now, again, that's just a proposal right now. They're taking comments. There'll watch your news. There will be some back and forth on this one, and we'll see what it ends up. Then we have this one. Now, this one hits a little close to home because with my old job, I kind of dealt with this a little bit. The State Department in Washington is making a big change. Big change. Secretary of State Marco Rubio. I like him, although this one is okay. Apparently, in official documents, and they have a lot of documents, those people, the Biden era changed the font style. In other words, the text, you know, like what type of lettering. All right, if you use Microsoft Word or other various things, you can choose your font style, all right, all that sort of thing. Apparently, a couple years ago, they changed it to what's called Calibri, which is a pretty well-known, I would call it a plain Jane font style, okay? It's what's called a sans serif font style. Serif is a fancy term for feet, all right? And so a serif font style has feet. All right. So in other words, at the bottom of a letter, it kind of sticks out left and right like little feet. Sans serif means no feet. So Calibri is kind of like Helvetica. It's kind of straight up and down, you know, not super fancy and so on. Well, apparently Marco Rubio doesn't like this. So he has ordered diplomats across the world that they must go back to using Times New Roman size 14 in their official documents. Get rid of Calibri.
Here.
It's like, right now I'm looking at my phone. I have my notes always on my phone where this uses Calibri. All right. This does not use Times New Roman or Times, which is sort of the New York Times. I believe, I don't get that paper, but they use the Times font. And there's a bunch of, I'm going to call them excuses, why we apparently need to switch back to Times New Roman. Allegedly, it looks more professional. Okay, I guess. Calibri, I actually like. It just looks nice and clean and simple. Times New Roman, okay, it looks more official. All right, whatever. A little strange thing. Then we got this, all right, again, are we going too far with something? Have you seen this TV commercial? Now, it's probably only on certain channels, But the commercial comes on, and there's President Donald J. Trump. And he says, "This is President Donald J. Trump." Like he needs to tell me who he is. I can kind of figure out what he is. And he has this watch on his wrist. Have you seen this? The Trump Watch Collection. Oh, boy. Okay. Actually, it's called the Fight, Fight, Fight Collection. That's the actual name of the collection. And it's this really bright red watch. Now, there are a couple other watches. It's interesting. There are no blue watches in this collection. But there's the President of the United States hawking watches in a TV commercial. Does anybody else think that's just bizarre? The President of the United States essentially hawking anything? Now, I know you dyed-in-the-wool Trumpers. You've probably already bought your watch. All right? And that red watch, I mean, it is a bright red watch. People will notice it. And it's not a digital watch. It's sort of a traditional-looking watch. Okay. And I think there was one in black, and then there's a third one. It wasn't blue. I just know it wasn't blue. Now, the Joe Biden watch probably would have been blue. Okay? No, you can't have blue. It's got to be red. That made me really uncomfortable. Like, why is the President of the United States on TV hawking watches? Really? And then, again, for my fellow soccer fans out there, the FIFA World Cup draw, that was actually last Friday. All right, the U.S., Canada, Mexico, this is the men's tournament, is hosting next year. All right, so next summer, next June, probably into July, I mean, soccer crazy, like all over the place. And when the head of, now the organization that runs international soccer is called FIFA, F-I-F-A. The head of FIFA, now this was down in D.C. last week, the head of FIFA is there, the President Trump is there, the President of Mexico was there, the leader of Canada was there, you know, they're all smiling, they're happy, and so on. Trump, of course, kind of took over the stage, being what he does, and the head of FIFA, which is a soccer organization, presents Trump with the FIFA Peace Prize. And it's this big golden trophy, which by the way has never been given out before, the FIFA Peace Prize. And I'm watching this, I'm thinking, this is the dumbest thing I think I've ever seen. The FIFA Peace Prize. I mean, what's next? We're going to have the Taco Bell Peace Prize? Are we going to have the Hilton Hotels Peace Prize? This was the dumbest thing. Of course, Trump's like, "This is the greatest honor I've ever received." I'm thinking, oh, for God's sakes. Folks, is it possible to go too far with something? Yes, it is. All right?
Now, that being said, tomorrow morning you're going to want to tune in to find out who is the winner of the 2025 98.7 Sports Radio The Fox Peace Prize. Who's it going to be?
I'll let you make the selection. All right? You've been out in the road so much, I'll let you make the selection. So tomorrow morning, don't let us down.
That would be wonderful.
All right, don't let us down. All right.
I may or may not be allowed to nominate myself. Just saying.
No, you can't. You can't nominate
yourself.
You've
got to be kidding me. No. This is my one chance to win something.
Well, that's true. Let's take a quick call.
All right. Good morning. Do you have a special announcement for me, dear caller?
Yes, I absolutely do. First of all, I want to thank you very much for nominating me for your prize. I'm so humbled that I can't even begin to tell you. And first, I want to thank Jesus and my Lord, and you especially, which are sort of one and the same as it comes to the wrestling world. And this Cauchy thing is much older than people think it is. All you got to do is ask Scott anytime he goes past one of his farms down there.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, okay. And Cauchy, okay.
Okay. Anyhow, Jeff, looking forward to the broadcast tomorrow. What's the next one after Wyoming? Are they stopping somewhere on the way home?
Oh, now, hold on. It's Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday
night. Yeah, I'm sorry. I got so excited about this award, I forgot what the award
is. I completely understand. It's I'm trying to remind myself about every 2 minutes what day it is. Yes, after Saturday night's meet at Wyoming, they will be back in action the following Saturday down in Nashville, and we'll have an opportunity at the Journeyman Collegiate Duels to tie the record for longest winning streak in NCAA wrestling history and then break the record for the longest winning streak in NCAA history. But that'll be a week from Saturday on December 20th down in Nashville.
Anybody of note for Wyoming?
Yeah, they've got they actually have a very nice team. Their two big guns are the last two weight classes. Their heavyweight is ranked, actually this week, is ranked one spot ahead of Cool Marisola, and then their 97-pounder Novak is ranked, I want to say, sixth or so, maybe fourth. Okay. I'll have to double-check that. But those are the two big guns. But they've actually got a very nice team.
Any word that you can discuss publicly about Barr and or Nagao?
Honestly, they're both, like, they don't have a specific timetable. I can tell you they are both making very good progress. They're both in situations where you just don't want to rush them back because there are injuries that if they recur, it can just become a lingering thing. So, my guess, and it is a guess, I wouldn't be shocked to see either of them in the lineup even this Saturday night, but my guess would be we're not going to see them until January, and more as a precautionary, just, hey, let's get you 100% feeling good, and let's go for a couple of weeks with you feeling 100% and getting everything as, full go as we can.
In the room? Are they in the room?
They are in the room. I don't think neither are doing any live wrestling. And I think, again, just because of the nature of the injuries, I don't think they're really going on the wrestling front. But they're both in the room and around the program for sure.
Is Nagao said upper body? Is it some kind of like strain or something like that?
Yeah, it's just they're trying to kind of get him to a point where everything is, again, feeling good, and it's going to be one of those that it's going to be a little touch and go. I don't know if you remember when Aaron Anspach was wrestling his senior year. It was like one of those things, if he got himself in the wrong position, it was not going to be good. He knew that. He knew to do everything he could to avoid that position, and he did, and he ended up as an NCAA runner-up. So, I think it's going to be a similar type of situation for Aaron Nagao, where it's going to be trying to just prevent anything from getting further turned or pulled.
Right. Well, anyhow, we'll hope for the best for both those guys because they're, although not absolutely necessary we have either one of them, we could probably struggle through the year even without them, but for their own sake, it'd be nice, and especially Nagao. And he certainly paid his dues injury-wise, and he was really looking good, I thought.
Yeah, I think he was really getting much more comfortable and into the swing of things. And, yeah, I think both will be back fairly soon, but neither have a definitive timetable yet, right, even internally.
And get a couple more banana splits and take them over there to Marisola, would you?
Doing everything they can. I he'll be just
you
fine.
Know.
He'll be just
I'll tell
fine.
You what, he wins that bout if that guy's not outweighing him by 50. I mean, you got to hand it to him. He went for it, and the guy was just too big.
Yep.
I mean,
too big. Yep, got to get the angles and got to be quick with the finishes.
So, okay, well, thanks, Jeff, and Scott, hang in there with your Kaushi down the road.
Absolutely. It's all you can do.
Hey, we keep our eyes open, all right, so we don't get surprised.
All right, let's appreciate the phone call. Real quick, Joey Novak is ranked fourth. I just want to get that right with the Intermat rankings. That's the 97-pounder for Wyoming. And then Christian Carroll is ranked 10th in the Intermat rankings with Cole Marisoli 11th. So those will be the two
most interesting bouts.
Yeah, most intriguing bouts for Saturday night. But their 84-pounder is ranked 12th. They've got a nice team, so there will be some other good tests in there for Penn State. But those final two bouts will be really good wrestling.
All right, let's take a break here. We'll come back. We'll have our actual sports segment, all right? We have a guest later this hour, and then open line time in the second hour. What will we talk about? Oh, we have plenty. What the heck just happened at Michigan? Whoosh. You're listening to Let's Talk here on 98.7 The Fox. We'll come right back.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox.
Scott Graham here from Westwood One. Don't miss any of our exclusive NFL action all season long until a new champion is crowned at Super Bowl 60. Of course, each week begins with Thursday Night Football. I'll get it started with a preview and a look ahead at the big weekend games. Then it's to the stadium for the play-by-play of all the action. Join us all season long on Thursday Night Football.
The road to Super Bowl 60 starts right here all season long. Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Our military heroes deserve our thanks. Patriotic Hearts is there to assist those in need, especially in the transition back to family and civilian life. You can help by donating an unwanted car, truck, SUV, or van. Your donation supports the programs that make a difference in the lives of veterans and those actively serving our country. Call today for a fast, free pickup. Your donation will not only be greatly appreciated, but will also qualify as a tax deduction. Call 800-917-1544 to help our military heroes. Call 800-917-1544. Operators are standing by 24/7. Patriotic Hearts, helping our soldiers and veterans live a better life. Call 800-917-1544. That's 800-917-1544. Together, we can make a difference.
Looking for something different? But you want something that's quick and affordable that won't set you back in the pocketbook? Then you need to head down to Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub right next to the Center County Courthouse on North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfast. They feature only the best pizza in town and also the finest selections from Robin Hood Brewing Company, University Wines, and Big Spring Liquors. Come celebrate Happy Hour in Happy Valley every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 to 6 at Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub in downtown Belfast.
Eating healthy is important for us and for our animals. The Center Hall Farm Store knows this. Local, fresh ingredients are put in all of our feeds. Expert care from people ingrained in our community. If you haven't been to the Center Hall Farm Store yet, do yourself and your animals a favor and stop on in at 110 Allison Street in Center Hall. See what a difference the local touch can make in providing real quality. And be sure to check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com.
It's a busy world, too many things grabbing your attention. On the radio, you want a show that talks to what you're thinking about. And yeah, some laughs to break up the stress. That show is Let's Talk. Weekdays, 8 to 10 a.m. here on 98.7 The Fox. This is Scott Giese. Join me and Jeff Byers for talk every day on the topics that interest you, that make you angry, that make you want to know more. Big topics, local topics, news or sports, and your calls and comments. Start your day with a show to get the brain cells firing. Let's Talk. Weekdays, 8 to 10 a.m. here on 98.7 The Fox.
Getting ready for tailgating or weekend? You need to stock up at the 64 Beer Store near Lamar. The 64 Beer Store has the coldest beer in the county. Over 400 selections, including IPAs, ciders, Oktoberfest beers, cocktails, and wines.
The 64 Beer Store carries ready-to-drink cocktails.
Conveniently located near Lamar on Nittany Valley Drive, just a half mile north from I-80 on Route 64. On the way from here to there. Stop in today.
You know, a hotel's just a hotel. But a house is a home.
Decorated to perfection with pride, love, and attention to detail. That's what you'll experience when you stay at the Keller House.
A delightful 1887 home in the village of Center Hall, Pennsylvania.
The Keller House is not just a bed and breakfast. The moment you open the door, you'll be amazed at the historic, unique, cozy feel of this beautiful Victorian home. The Keller House is just minutes away from State College. So if you're going to the game, turn your trip into a mini vacation. The Keller House Bed and Breakfast. Oh, and did I mention the delicious homemade cooked breakfasts?
Mm-mm-mm.
So good. Plus, you can choose from one of five themed bedrooms, each with its own bathroom and a central sitting room downstairs. Wireless high-speed internet is also provided. So, whether you're by yourself or bringing the whole family, the Keller House Bed and Breakfast in Center Hall will be your home away from home. KellerHouseBB.com. That's KellerHouseBB.com. 109 West Church Street, Center Hall.
Welcome you back in on a Thursday morning. It's Let's Talk. Jeff and Scott with you. Some open phone time coming up a bit later in the big show this morning, as we'll also be talking about things going on here in the Valley of Happiness this winter. Let's start with Penn State football, because everything around here starts with Penn State football. Penn State safeties, Akee Wheatley, has become the second player to announce that he is opting out of the Pinstripe Bowl to prepare for the NFL draft. Wheatley joins Zane Durant in opting out and declaring himself eligible for the NFL draft. Wheatley will wrap up his Penn State career with 170 tackles, 4.5 tackles for a loss, a sack, a forced fumble, and 4 interceptions over the final couple of seasons when he was a pillar in that Penn State secondary. Penn State offensive lineman Vega Ioane has been named a finalist for the Polynesian College Football Player of the Year. Ioane is one of 10 finalists for the award, which annually recognizes college football's most outstanding player of Polynesian ancestry who demonstrates ability and integrity both on and off the field. And it looks like Penn State defensive coordinator Jim Knowles may be heading to Tennessee. CBS Sports, Matt Zenitz reporting that the Volunteers are expected to hire Knowles after Matt Campbell decided he would not be retained as part of his staff at Penn State. Speaking of Matt Campbell, want to know what kind of a guy Penn State has now leading the program? Campbell took out a full-page ad in the Des Moines Register to thank his previous school. Thanked Iowa State for the support and the help on his journey. Campbell spent 10 years at the helm of the Cyclones, and he wrote in part in the full-page ad that he took out, quote, "Words will never be able to properly express my emotions as we embark on this new journey and the gratitude our family feels for our time in Ames. I also want to thank the great community and the alumni base and the former players who embraced us at Iowa State. They made it bigger than just winning football games. They made it about man serving a community, the impact of making a difference every step of the way," unquote. The Penn State men's soccer team has reportedly hired its new head coach. Center Daily Times reporting Rob Dow will join the Nittany Lions after 9 years as head coach at Vermont. Dow led Vermont to the 2024 national championship and compiled a record of 109 wins, 41 losses, and 21 ties over his 9 years with the Catamounts. Dow is 44 years old and played collegiately at Maine. He replaces Jeff Cook, who resigned November 21st after 8 seasons with the Nittany Lions. All right, let's take a check of the high school scoreboard from last night. all girls basketball action. State College falling to Altoona 67-42 in that rivalry game. State High slips to 1-2 in the season. State College will visit Harrisburg on Friday night. Penns Valley losing to Hollidaysburg last night, 68-47. Sidney Dalton had 16 points, and Paige Johnson added 14 to lead Penns Valley. The Rams fall to 2-2 on the season, 2-1 in conference action. Penns Valley will be at Bald Eagle Area tomorrow night. Bishop Guilfoyle defeated the Bellefonte girls 68-17. Lady Red Raiders are now 0-3, and Bald Eagle Area also falls to 0-3. Losing to Bellwood Annis last night, 61-29. Lily Harder had 11 points to lead the Lady Eagles. Very sad note to report locally. Legendary Penns Valley athlete Marty Ilgen passed away on Tuesday. Marty was inducted into the Center County Sports Hall of Fame 3 years ago and was described as the heart of and soul of an undefeated Penns Valley wrestling team. Was a great pitcher, leading the team in victories while also leading the Rams in every hitting category. He also led Penns Valley in rushing on the football field and in tackles, while also handling both the kicking and the kick return duties. Pretty much not a play that Penns Valley football over the last 3 years of his career had where Marty Ilgen wasn't out on the field. Just a great, great guy, great athlete, 10 letters at Penns Valley. Was a big 33, football player. Again, truly a legend. Rest in peace, Marty Ilgen, and our sincere condolences to the many friends and family of Marty. Pittsburgh Penguins will be back in action tonight, hosting Montreal. Face-off will be at 7 o'clock. Philadelphia Flyers are also home tonight with the Vegas Golden Knights. That game also will be getting underway at 7 o'clock. Also, last night, Big Ten men's basketball, it was Purdue over Minnesota, 85-57 the final there, and Nebraska, yep, they're looking pretty good. They are still undefeated, and they absolutely dismantled Wisconsin last night, 90-60 the final in that one. And then we go to the University of Michigan. Michigan is getting ready for the Citrus Bowl, and that was expected to be the big story here over the next couple of weeks. Hey, how's the bowl preparations looking? Can Michigan win this game? What are we looking at with the matchups? And then everything changed yesterday. This goes to the top of the list of bizarre stories in college football here in 2025. The coaching search for Penn State suddenly doesn't look all that strange in the overall scheme of things. Sharon Moore was fired yesterday by Michigan as it said football coach after his second season at the helm of the Wolverines program, but before completing it, again, they still have the bowl game coming up with the Citrus Bowl. And it was announced that he was being fired with cause, and that there was an investigation that the school conducted, and that Sharon Moore had inappropriate relations with a staff member. Then, shortly after that news broke, and you're trying to get your head around that, it was reported, hey, Sharon Moore is in jail and is in custody as a suspect in an alleged assault. Now, the details there are not many, at least not yet. Pittsfield police released a statement last night saying they responded at 4:10 yesterday afternoon in Ann Arbor for the to an address on Saline Road for, quote, the purpose of investigating an alleged assault A suspect in this case was taken into custody. This incident does not appear to be random in nature, and there appears to be no ongoing threat to the community. The suspect was lodged at the Washtenaw County Jail pending review of charges by the county prosecutor. At this time, the investigation is ongoing. Given the nature of the allegations, the need to maintain the integrity of the investigation, and its current status at this time, we are prohibited from releasing additional details, unquote. Now, earlier, Saline Police released a statement saying that they, quote, assisted in locating and detaining former University of Michigan football coach Sharon Moore. Mr. Moore was turned over to the Pittsfield Township Police Department for investigation into potential charges, unquote. There are all kinds of reports on all kinds of possible allegations. We'll go ahead and wait and see. I think we'll get some more details today as the investigation continues now by police. But again, Michigan, after investigating allegations of an inappropriate relationship with a staff member, the 39-year-old Moore is out of a job, out of his salary, because, again, it is a firing with cause. And now, apparently, is going to be facing some legal issues to boot. This is, I mean,
this is
mind-blowing.
This is uncomfortable, all right? This is not a football firing.
No.
Nothing to do with, you know, although, now here, folks, you need to resist the urge, okay? And some of you on social media, you just can't resist the urge, can you? When this broke yesterday, I started surfing around. I'm like, oh, for God's sakes. I mean, some people want to pile on and make snide comments. Folks, no, just stop. Just stop. Okay? Just please. This is a weird one. It's very strange. Out of nowhere, involving a major program. Now, you know, there were some wags. Oh, maybe Matt Campbell's going to dump Penn State for Michigan. I'm like, oh, for God's sakes. I say, stop. Just stop. Okay? Although it does make you wonder, you know, okay, Michigan now has an opening.
Yeah.
All right. Now, it took Penn State 2 months. Some other programs didn't take nearly that long. Who's available? Well, immediately, whose name comes up? Kalen DeBoer. Boom.
Well, Marcus Freeman comes up even quicker because guess who doesn't have a bowl game or a playoff game that his team is preparing for? He's just sitting around right now.
All right. So there's two names, two that we're very familiar with because we certainly heard those names around here, didn't we? All right. Now, DeBoer, of course, Alabama's in the playoffs, so they're a little busy. Yes, Marcus Freeman suddenly, I suppose, isn't all that busy.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And all this furor over Notre Dame and not going to a bowl game and they're crybabies and blah, 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 blah. Whew. Let's see. I guess my only question, obviously, is who. Who and how fast are they going to hire somebody? Who and how fast? Now, of course, again, hey, Penn State should look at some of those Michigan recruits or something. It's like, okay, stop. Just stop. All right, let's let the dust settle on this. This is just weird.
Let the dust settle, but also, yeah, what he just said.
It's just
Penn State.
Weird. And it's too. It's just too easy to make snide comments. Just don't. Just don't. Don't go there. All right, come on.
But not even like...
No.
What is going on with all of these cheating scandals of various sorts at Michigan? Like not even that?
Michigan has had their share of
cheating scandals.
Controversies mm-hmm. yeah, over the last couple of years. Hey, Jim Harbaugh, hope you're enjoying your time in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, let's see what happens here. I mean, we're looking at jail time here, possibly. All right, that's just weird.
Yeah, this one is, we'll see some of the things being reported out there. If they turn out to be true, My God. Let's wait and see what the police investigation uncovers and what we are able to pin down as facts surrounding Sharon Moore. But, wow. I mean, just wow. You talk about a guy that was on the fast path to just an opportunity to forge a great legacy in sports, and now, I mean, just everything just seemingly has crashed in on Sharon Moore. And, again, if the allegations are accurate, Sharon did this to himself, but imagine being his family. And
yes, he is married.
Where you were yesterday morning or 2 days ago, and where you are today, and what those poor folks are trying to sort through in their own minds, and how drastically different and awful their world must be this morning.
All right. So again, if you're on social media, especially, just don't. Don't be one of the people I call snipers. Don't be a sniper here. Just let it settle. Let's see what happens. But the snipers already started up yesterday.
Social media. If you're looking for social media to show restraint, good Lord.
No, I'm not. That's the problem,
yeah,
all right?
Not a chance.
And Virginia Tech has their share of snipers. I'm getting tired of hearing from some of them.
Yeah.
I mean, they're still sniping at us, Penn State meeting us. And so on is like, hey, Matt Campbell, he might want a new job. I'm like, shut up, buddy. I want to go down to Blacksburg and slap some people. It's like, come on, knock it off. Anyway, let's move on.
Yep, real quickly, just a couple of other NFL notes. The Steelers making a bunch of roster moves yesterday. They're getting ready for an important game here for them against a Miami Dolphins team that has been hot as of late. The Steelers will host the Dolphins in Monday Night Football. Steelers are down to basically their fourth string offensive tackle now after they placed Calvin Anderson on injured reserve yesterday. So with that, the team signed practice squad tackle Dylan Cook to the 53-man roster and also signed offensive tackle David Sharp to the practice squad while releasing running back Trey Sermon. So I know... like, I get the next man up mentality. There is a point at which that becomes a really difficult proposition, and I think the Steelers are at that point. So we'll see. They are in a tough spot at the one offensive tackle position right now. Meanwhile, Philadelphia Eagles are, of course, slumping. They've lost three straight. The offense is struggling. It was interesting. Nick Sirianni was asked yesterday, hey, Jalen Hurts, he's really struggling. Two turnovers in one play, five turnovers in the game. You're thinking about, maybe benching him? And Sirianni said, that's ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Yeah.
So, at least for the time being, probably safe is Jalen Hurts as the starter for the Eagles, but it's the NFL. You gotta produce, and it is going to be interesting to see what the Eagles look like here. This should be the right remedy. They're taking on the Raiders at home on Sunday.
Raiders
that
are
should
terrible.
Be,
yeah.
Yes, that should be the remedy to make you feel good, at least for a week, to get the off of the losing skid and all of that. That's what it should be. We'll see what that looks like here on Sunday. But the Eagles desperately need to get the win here in a game that should be a pretty easy win. The Raiders have just,
they're terrible.
They are battling for the number one overall draft pick.
That's really
with
bad.
With the Giants and the Jets.
All right, let's take a break here. We'll come back. We have a guest. Talk about some upcoming activities. We'll have some open line time in the next hour. Plenty to talk about there and your calls. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. We'll be right back.
We don't just talk sports. The Fox. We live it. Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox. The Fox Sports Weekend.
is your Sunday home for the National Football League. All of the big teams.
Spins into the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City.
Big names.
Burrow throws over the middle into coverage, and it is caught. Unbelievable.
It's the NFL. Sundays on Central PA Sports Authority.
The Fox Sports Weekend. Sports Radio 98.7. The Fox. Fox Sports.
You know, a hotel's just a hotel, but a house is a home.
Decorated to perfection with pride, love, and attention to detail. That's what you'll experience when you stay at the Keller House.
A delightful 1887 home in the village of Center Hall, Pennsylvania.
The Keller House is not just a bed and breakfast. The moment you open the door, you'll be amazed at the historic, unique, cozy feel of this beautiful Victorian home. The Keller House is just minutes away from State College. So if you're going to the game, turn your trip into a mini vacation. The Keller House Bed and Breakfast. Oh, did I mention the delicious homemade cooked breakfasts? So good. Plus, you can choose from one of five themed bedrooms, each with its own bathroom and a central sitting room downstairs. Wireless high-speed internet is also provided. So, whether you're by yourself or bringing the whole family, the Keller House Bed and Breakfast in Center Hall will be your home away from home. KellerHouseBB.com. That's KellerHouseBB.com. 109 West Church Street, Center Hall.
When winter's at its worst, snowplow professionals need the best. That's why your local Boss dealer has the ultimate lineup of snow and ice solutions you need. Front to back, Boss leads with advanced truck plows and spreaders, compact equipment, heavy equipment, and time-saving tools to clear any surface area. Keep them open with a Boss snowplow, built to back you up.
Maxwell Truck and Equipment, 1705 East Trout Road, State College. Call them at 814-234-2672.
Join us for the Goon and Ironhead Show, Tuesday and Thursday afternoons from 2 to 4, right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Goon loves Philadelphia sports, I love Pittsburgh sports, we both love Penn State sports, and we both just like talking sports, and you never know where the discussion will take us. That's part of the fun. Join us for the good times, Tuesday and Thursday afternoon from 2 to 4, right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Now, a fraternity or sorority is a brotherhood or sisterhood formed around common goals and aspirations. These men and women make a commitment to each other for life. The members that form a fraternity or sorority share their efforts, friendship, and knowledge, but they should never, ever look the same. That's why there's PAMP, printing and more printing. All kinds of t-shirts for all of your group's events, with the artwork as wild as... artwork as visually stimulating as your mind's eye sees it.
For quality you can see and wear, remember PAMP for customized t-shirts, letterheads, envelopes, magnetic signs, and business cards. PAMP has a low minimum of 12 shirts for printing, and no minimum on embroidered items. They don't charge art fees or setup fees. Pricing is simple and easy, and they have a quick turnaround. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located at 136 South Harrison Road, Pleasant Gap. For more information, call 814-359-2447.
Expanding our cultural horizons on this Thursday edition of Let's Talk.
You're copying me. I played this yesterday.
Oh, well, see, I don't know. I didn't get the memo of what all you did.
You were way out of town yesterday. That's fine.
This is
fine. All right, folks, we have some open line time next hour. All right, controversies, solving the country's problems, you know, all that small stuff.
Yeah.
We always thank our friends from the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau, one of our valued sponsors. These folks are very busy, and they're about to enter a very busy year. Holy moly. And so we want to welcome Edward Stoddard to the show. Hello.
Hello. Glad to be here today.
Thanks for coming in.
It's good to see you. It's been a little while.
A little bit, Jeff, yes.
Well, Edward mentioned something to me like, okay, this goes back like 35 years or something. Like, holy moly.
Yeah, I remember you around the newsroom talking to Ron Bracken. And
Those were good days. Back around 1990, 91, late 80s. Those were good days.
Right.
All right, now you're with the Adventure Bureau. What do you do? Tell us about
you. I am the communications director for the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau. That's my paying gig. And I get to tell the great stories of Happy Valley and really educate folks about all there is to see and do here. Consumer-facing stories are what come across my desk. So website, some social media, some of our native advertising are consumer-facing stories about the area. Our blog, The Dispatch, that you can get off happyvalley.com, is part of what I direct.
Okay, all right. Now, I've mentioned before, folks, again, if you haven't been paying attention, the number 250 is really big right now, and it's going to continue to be big for a while, especially next year. And, Edward, you gave us a sheet of things, and this blew me away. I'm thinking, okay, I knew there were some things coming up. Next year, 250th anniversary, Declaration of Independence, all that sort of thing. And there's things happening, you know, in D.C. and around the country, Pennsylvania. Edward, I didn't realize all these things are going to happen here. Holy moly. Are you going to breathe next year? This is a lot of stuff on this sheet.
We've done a lot of work. Many stakeholders here in Center County get together approximately monthly to talk about how we can celebrate this monumental event of the 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence of the United States.
All right. I was going to say, if you wanted to mention some things, we could be here till 10 o'clock. I mean, there's a lot of stuff on here. First off, here off the top of my head, we're supposed to, maybe I missed this and I'm blanking, we're supposed to get a bell, like a Liberty Bell.
There are art installations going in around Center County, and they are replica miniature Liberty Bells that have been decorated by the community organizations who sponsored them. So, for example, in Bellefonte, the bell is going to have a train motif and a train aesthetic, recognizing Bellefonte and recognizing the heritage of that town. At Curtin Village, theirs focused on the iron workers at the Eagle Iron Works and Curtin Village, which still, you know, is there for us to see today. And iron making was incredibly important in this area. It was our early industry. We have great resources here. And so just mentioning two of the bells there that honor the folks who helped build the nation. Center Furnace Mansions bell has the iron masters of working the iron from the area. Yeah. And Phillipsburg, of course, is going to have Herman Phillips and honor the heritage of Phillipsburg.
Okay. So, as best you want to detail it, I mean, what are some things that are coming up in 2026? And try to keep it inside a half an hour.
Yeah. Sure.
Mention as many as you want or hit the highlights. That's up to
you. We're excited about this celebration. All 50 states are collaborating with the National America 250 semi-quincentennial efforts. And so Pennsylvania, being one of the original 13 colonies, you know, we're at the forefront. Democracy started here. I got to be in Philadelphia last fall and be in the room where those guys got together and decided if they were going to sign this thing. Can you imagine that decision? It was heavy, to say the least.
I've been in that room.
Very exciting. And so we want people to remember where we've been through this process. So and we also want to see where the great of Center County is now and where we're going in the future. So that's what we're celebrating here, and our platform in Center County is then and now. So we have a lot of history folks involved in the process. We have Penn State. We have the Chamber of Business and Industry of Center County. Looking back and then looking at the now and looking forward. And that's the story and what we're trying to highlight, the importance of Center County to this nation and how we're going to affect going forward, too. We've got some things that have happened so far. Potter Township celebrated their 250th anniversary. Yes, Potter Township here in Center County predates the United States.
That was last year, yes.
Founded in 1774, and there was a big Heritage Day festival. The folks from Pennsylvania, from America 250 PA, came and honored Potter Township. We planted a Liberty Tree. Remember, the Sons of Liberty used to gather underneath and discuss topics and world problems and how this new nation was going to, you know, what they were going to do next. The Sons of Liberty used to gather under the Liberty Tree, and that tree was propagated with saplings. The tree lives on here in Center County and in all 67 counties in Pennsylvania.
Wow.
So we've had Liberty Tree installations, a Liberty Tree planting at the Center for Us Mansion in partnership with the Pennsylvania Freemasons. That happened last May. Our tree is growing. You should visit it there at the Center County Historical Society. The State College Spikes and Military Officers Association held an America Military Appreciation Night. We've marched in several local parades, including the Central Pennsylvania Fourth Fest and Center County Grange Fair Encampment and Parade. That was a lot of fun at the Center County. We had the Bellefonte Historical Railroad with speeder cars, and I got to ride in one of the speeder cars and wave to folks and ring the bell, and
that's cool.
It was a lot of fun. We've done beautification, sustainability projects. We did landscaping in Curtin Village with the Roland Curtin Foundation for Keep Pennsylvania Beautiful Day. The Bellefonte Daughters of the American Revolution dedicated a Revolutionary War Patriot marker at Potter Run Park in Potter Township. And aside on that, it's interesting that there's only two in the world that are double-sided. Most of the times when they make these historical markers, they're one-sided. And this is a double-sided one at Potter Township, at Potter Run Park, because they wanted it to face the park and also face out to the road. So
very cool.
That's great.
All right. Now, what's some upcoming stuff?
We have an art installation going in throughout downtown State College that was supported by the Center Foundation and Downtown State College, that will be art in murals on the outside of buildings and some inside that are going to tie into displays at the Palmer Art Museum. So you'll get an introduction throughout Downtown State College with some outdoor art. And we all know how outdoor art beautifies our communities and helps just raise the spirits of everyone who sees it.
No doubt.
And then they'll be able to go and visit the actual art at the Palmer Art Museum. So more details on that from Downtown State College, I'm sure, to come. And we do have, you mentioned our bells that we have, and we talked about the bells here in Center County, the outdoor art installations we've got. And we've already dedicated two bells at Curtin Village and Eagle Iron Works and the Center for Us Mansion. Our next two bells will be dedicated on December 19th in downtown Phillipsburg at 1:45 p.m. And then, again, December 19th, historic Bellefonte train station at 5:15 p.m. We invite the public to come out and see these artworks.
Yeah,
I've seen some preview photographs of what the artists have put together. Remember, these are community organizations who have directed what's going to be on the bell. A local artist has created that design on a three-dimensional object.
Ooh.
And those will be installed in Phillipsburg and Bellefonte on December 19th.
That's next Friday. Okay, Friday the 19th. All right, that's pretty cool.
The ones at Center for Us Mansion, I mean, absolutely. Go see these bells at Curtin Village and Center for Us Mansion. It's so interesting how they brought history to life in an art installation, and the fire from the forge and the one at Curtin Village really inspires me. It's you can almost feel the heat from that in the art.
Yeah,
in the decoration.
Very, very cool project.
Very neat. All right. And then I assume once we get later into 2026, there's probably, I don't know, a whole bunch of things that are going to be happening?
There are. Parades, the art installation in downtown State College. We have a kickoff event on January 28th. And I think this is the first one that's happening in Pennsylvania. So they're choosing it to do it here in the center of Venture, in the heart of Pennsylvania, equidistant from all borders.
There you go.
You can't get much closer to the center of Pennsylvania than us here in Center County, right? But on January 28th at the Bellefonte Courthouse, we'll be doing a kickoff event with staff from America 250 PA, with local officials. With the Nittany Knights, we'll be singing the national anthem and doing some songs for us. So kicking off this patriotic, very American event. I'm very excited about it.
All right, folks. Circle January 28th on your calendar. That's going to be a big day.
Yep.
All right, and that would be a Wednesday, I think.
I'm not sure. It's Wednesday or Friday.
Yeah, I think that's a Wednesday. I
haven't got that in my head yet. I know the date.
All right, but there we go.
But now, we'll be sure and let you know about that with a media release here, too.
You wanted to mention, it's obviously the Adventure Bureau. You guys are very busy. There's a whole lot of other people here that you wanted to mention here that are also going to be very busy.
I did, definitely. This was a community project. Just like we celebrated State College's birthday and Center County's birthday some time ago, a lot of folks have come together. We have partners in government, tourism, history and heritage, arts and culture, education, community development, business and nonprofit leadership. And you can go to our website at centercounty.america250pa.org to see more details about this initiative and to see the list of folks who are working on this. I just have a great appreciation for the work that's been done by the Daughters of the American Revolution, Bellefonte Chapter, Penn State, the Chamber of Business and Industry of Center County Grange Fair and Encampment, Center County Historical Society, Roland Curtin Foundation, Bellefonte Historical Railroad Society, former Pennsylvania Representative Lynn Herman, Phillipsburg Historical Foundation, Bowlesburg Heritage Museum, Bowlesburg Village Conservancy, Military Officers of Association of America, the Pennsylvania Military Museum, the Sons of the American Revolution, the Lumber Heritage Region of Pennsylvania, Center Foundation, Roland Theater, WPSU, Center Film Festival, municipalities throughout Center County, including State College, Bowlesburg, Bellefonte, Phillipsburg, and the Center County Commissioners, which have enabled our efforts to recognize Center County during America 250 PA projects and events.
There are a lot of people involved in this.
How would you like to help?
Well, we have you on this show. That's how I'd like to think we're helping. So there's a lot of things going on. Now, July 4, obviously, everybody, July 4, boom.
We're working up to that great culmination of our birthday of America on July 4th. But there are events that are happening throughout 2026. There's a concert planned in May. And just a lot of things happening, so we'll be sure and get the details onto happyvalley.com/events and also the America 250 PA website. That's the Pennsylvania website, yeah. America250PA.org. And our local Center County site is centercounty.america250pa.org.
Fantastic.
Wow. Okay. You're not going to be bored, Edward, are you?
I am never bored. This is such a fantastic area to represent. There are so many stories of heritage, the now, the fun things that I get to share with people. I'm very blessed to be able to do what I do here for Happy Valley.
Cool. All right. Well, we appreciate you coming in, and we're going to be watching for a lot of these things coming up here short. Well, I mean, some of these are coming up shortly. There's the event.
Next Friday.
next Friday in Phillipsburg and Bellefonte, and then January, and then next year, whoo, lots of stuff. Cool.
Let the celebration continue.
There you go. Thanks for coming in, Edward. Appreciate your time.
Thank you very much for having me.
You're welcome. All right. Folks, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're either going to argue, solve the country's problems, have some fun, maybe all the above.
All of the above.
All above. Let's talk here on 98.7 The Fox. We'll come right back.
Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Fox Sports.
Bigger and better than ever, it's the 2026 Happy Valley Comic Convention, February 28th and March 1st at Nittany Valley Sports Center. 100,000 square feet of fun with special guest Tricia Helfer, the gorgeous Cylon from Battlestar Galactica, and Tracy Coco from Star Trek, along with actors from Pokemon, Dragon Ball Z, and other Japanese series. Collectibles, discussions, artist costume contest, and much more. Get your tickets starting now at $8 at HappyValleyComicCon.com. Kids 10 and under free on Sunday. HappyValleyComicCon.com. Made possible by a grant from the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau.
Eating healthy is important for us and for our animals. The Center Hall Farm Store knows this. Local, fresh ingredients are put in all of our feeds. Expert care from people ingrained in our community. If you haven't been to the Center Hall Farm Store yet, do yourself and your animals a favor and stop on in at 110 Allison Street in Center Hall. See what a difference the local touch can make in providing real quality. And be sure to check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com.
Looking for something different? But you want something that's quick and affordable that won't set you back in the pocketbook? Then you need to head down to Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub right next to the Center County Courthouse on North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfast. They feature only the best pizza in town and also the finest selections from Robin Hood Brewing Company, University Wines, and Big Spring Liquors. Come celebrate Happy Hour in Happy Valley every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 to 6 at Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub in downtown Belfast.
Getting ready for tailgating or weekend? You need to stock up at the 64 Beer Store near Lamar. The 64 Beer Store has the coldest beer in the county. Over 400 selections, including IPAs, ciders, Oktoberfest beers, cocktails, and wines.
The 64 Beer Store carries ready-to-drink cocktails.
Conveniently located near Lamar on Nittany Valley Drive, just a half mile north from I-80 on Route 64. On the way from here to there. Stop in today.
When winter's at its worst, snowplow professionals need the best. That's why your local Boss dealer has the ultimate lineup of snow and ice solutions you need. Front to back, Boss leads with advanced truck plows and spreaders, compact equipment, heavy equipment, and time-saving tools to clear any surface area. Keep them open with a Boss snowplow, built to back you up.
Maxwell Truck and Equipment, 1705 East Trout Road, State College. Call them at 814-234-2672.
Your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
98.7 The Foxy College. Spencer, tell me if you're really there.
Let's talk here on a Thursday morning. Jeff and Scott with you. Some open phone time at 814-954-7266.
Ariana Grande.
Oh, wow. Breaking out the stars,
okay,
baby.
Hey, look at
breaking
that.
Out the stars.
All right, so many different directions we can go in here. And again, if you want to take a direction, all right, 814-954-7266. I mean, this whole Michigan thing is weird. Let's see what happens. Again, don't snipe. Just don't. Just stop. All right, come on. Don't need
but
to do that.
But it's Michigan.
And that's the problem, isn't it? It's like we're kind of itching to, because there were plenty of Michigan snipers
don't
over the
like
last couple of months.
Restraint to Michigan.
Right? Plenty of those. It's like, but this story is so... leave it alone. Now, let me throw this to you since you've been Mr. On Again, Off Again recently.
Yes.
Okay. We're going back to Penn State. All right. We know about them a little bit. All right. That's fine. Nice and safe. There we go. Obviously, a lot of moving parts right now. ever since Matt Campbell became official on Monday. Remember last Friday, okay, we're deal's done, and then Monday was official, and off we go. Coaches moving, players moving, or allegedly moving, and so on. Has anything here surprised you in the last several days? You didn't expect this to happen. You didn't expect this guy to come or go or any of that sort of stuff. Anything surprise you?
I mean, very mildly, the Knowles thing, just, but I'm sure that the, just because of the contractual agreement. Now, I don't know what all has been or will be worked out there, but I thought maybe he'd be back for another year, almost just out of contractual necessity. But with the money being thrown around now, it's like, okay, what's another $7 million here among friends? So, no, I wouldn't say anything is, in terms of the Penn State situation, is terribly surprising. I am really curious that, I mean, the two things right now, the most pressing things that need to be figured out, I think ideally by this weekend, right, if you can, is, all right, what is this staff looking like moving forward? And I think that's important for a couple of reasons, that you know, Matt Campbell get that ironed out. All right, this is our staff. Now you can make some tweaks here and there. I'm not saying it has to be, you have to have 100%. All right, this is the entirety of the staff, and there will be no other changes moving forward after this weekend. But I think you want to get a pretty clear idea pretty quickly here of who the coordinators are, of kind of who's handling what on the recruiting front, and again, who's not going to be here moving forward. I suspect that there are ongoing conversations this week with several of the position coaches to gauge, one, their interest in staying around, and two, hey, will this work? You know, is this going to be a good fit, or, you know, might you need to move on, either of your own volition, or, yeah, we need to bring in somebody different because of what we're wanting to do just as a staff. So I think that has to be figured out, again, sooner rather than later. Ideally, I think, you know, by this weekend or by Monday, but certainly within the next couple of weeks, you want to get that stuff kind of finalized. And, all right, we know this is what we're moving forward with as a staff. And then, secondly, you need to get figured out for Terry Smith and this year's team, all right, who is playing in the bowl game? And let's not have the last-second surprises that we've had previously where somebody makes the bowl trip and then, by the way, I'm not actually going to play in the game. Like, let's have some discussions ahead of time. Fine if, it, you know, I don't think anybody begrudges, certainly they shouldn't begrudge any of the players that are like, yeah, you know what, I'm balancing a future here in the NFL and an opportunity to make a dream come true versus the Pinstripe Bowl. And no disrespect to the Pinstripe Bowl, but when the aspiration at the start of the season was a national title, I'm okay with Zane Duran and Zaki Wheatley and whatever other players decide. I think, again, they need answers. Terry Smith and his staff, his current staff, need answers sooner rather than later on, all right, yep, this is, I need to focus on this, so that they know what they're working with as they make the bowl trip preparations. So those, to me, are the two most pressing things. But, yeah, there's a lot of transition here. You know, what the transfer portal results are, I think, are obviously going to be vitally important for next year's team and what that construct looks like. And we've got a lot of guys that maybe the most surprising thing to me is at this point we've not had anybody hit the transfer portal for Penn State.
Or announce it, at least.
Yes. And yes, make the declaration. And I would have thought we'd have, you know, not a mass exodus, but yeah, a couple of guys. And I understand we still may. I think that bodes well that with Matt Campbell coming in and with Terry Smith here, I'm pretty optimistic that Penn State isn't going to have a ton of players head out. Now, there's also going to be discussions, undoubtedly, again, with players and coaches, and that's happening now. Hey, do we think you're a fit for what we want to do? Do we project you as a starter? You know, are we looking at what guys are coming in from Iowa State? Presumably there will be some players coming in from Iowa State. And so all of that, you know, again, it's gauging interest, both this coaching staff, and I'm sure there's been some lengthy conversations with Terry Smith and Matt Campbell on, all right, this is what this roster is. And, yeah, these are some guys that, man, I really think we need to keep. These are some guys that maybe we'd be okay parting ways with. These are some guys that, let's gauge their interest, and I think they might be part of the equation, but we might be able to, like, all of that stuff has to be talked out. And then you've got to be honest with the players. Hey, I mean, if you want to stick around, obviously we're going to honor it, but I don't really see you fitting in as a starting piece or as a contributing piece moving forward. Or, conversely, man, like, we're kind of counting on you. We'd love to have you. What do we need to do to make that happen type of discussion? So, very interesting to see what comes here, let's say, over the next 3 weeks within that that program, both for the bowl game and then for the overall future, and in particular next season and what this is going to start to look like.
A lot of moving parts.
A lot of moving parts. A lot of discussions.
From different directions.
Yep.
Yeah. We get on social media. All right. A number of Iowa State players are rumored to be moving. And maybe recruits and so on. It's just, okay, all right, well, let's see how that goes. I'm surprised we still have only had two fellas say, okay, I'm not going to play in the bowl game, I'm going pro. And, of course, the two guys at the top of the list, I'm waiting to hear about Catron Allen and Nick Singleton.
I'll be very surprised on if what I'm hearing about Catron Allen and his the way his payment is structured, I think it is a virtual lock that Catron Allen will be playing in the Pinstripe Bowl if the reporting out there is accurate. And would not be surprised either way with Nicholas Singleton.
So this is NIL related?
Yes.
See, I'm still having a hard time wrapping my brain around this new stuff.
Yep.
Okay. So he's getting paid, and the idea is, okay, we're paying you. You really need to play in this game.
Different players have some things structured differently, and a lot of the players got more of the money up front, is what some reports are, and Catron is more backloaded. So I at the end of the day, these are business decisions that these guys are making, and you've got to weigh all of that out. I do think Catron comes across, he is just one of those guys that genuinely loves to play the sport. Like, he just has a passion for it. And now, again, that's not to say Zaki Wheatley or Zane Durant don't, but I think it's going to be slightly soul-crushing for Catron Allen to say, yeah, I'm going to opt out of a game I can play in. Like, I just think he is wired that, if I can play, I want to play, man. Like, suit me up. And I think he loves the game so much. Now, again, business folks can stay in. And again, that isn't slighting anybody. I think he is a guy that has such a zest and passion for the game itself and just wants to play it so badly that I think it is going to be really hard for him to say no, even if everything was structured differently, because I just, again, I think he likes playing for Penn State, but I think even more than that, it's just that he likes the opportunity to get out there and play football.
All right. Again, Scott here, I'm semi-old. I'm still trying to understand this new stuff. Am I misunderstanding this? Because, again, all the rumors float around and social media blurbs. Okay, some of it is accurate. Some of it's total garbage. Up until now, it was the head coach's decision about NIL money, and now it's going to be the general manager's decision about who gets what and how that gets handled. I'm still really confused about a lot of this stuff.
Yeah. No, the general manager will now have, I think by and large be the one setting up the contractual arrangements. And by the way, what's involved there is, my gosh, you talk about having your hands full with that, because some schools, it's like, yep, everybody just gets, and I, my understanding is, and if somebody knows differently and wants to correct me, I'm fine with that. My understanding is Penn State handled it, that all of the players got the same amount. Well, you can see how that would rub some people the wrong way. There's a Catron Allen setting all kinds of records for the university, and he's getting paid the same as a incoming freshman who's fifth on the depth chart and hasn't seen the field all season. It's like, well, one is like that. Now, there's also opportunities above and beyond the, I'm going to call it a salary because that's what it is. And that is where you can differentiate some of this stuff. But you can go too far the other way too, right? Where, like, you don't want just your stars getting the big money and then everybody else gets the proverbial peanuts. Again, peanuts in this case being like tens of thousands of dollars that for the year.
Big peanut.
As a college student athlete, peanuts, but again, it's all relative. So figuring out that structure and how all of that gets handled is going to be a significant part of what the GM's job is. But getting that talent, acquiring the talent, and then developing the talent and keeping everybody in the locker room relatively happy. Yeah, good luck with that.
Good luck with that. Oh, holy.
Now, it's been an issue in the NFL, talking with Goon, like that is part of what head coaches have to do in the NFL is, hey, the business side of things, you leave that on the other side of the locker room. When you come in and you go out on the field, practice field in the game, like, we just need complete effort and we're coming together as a team. But talking to Goon and some, Brandon Noble and some of those other guys, like the guys in the locker room know who's getting paid what. And it's like, if you're sitting there and you're the starter, but you were an undrafted free agent, and you know that this knucklehead over here who isn't doing all of his due diligence but signed the big money contract and isn't going to see the field unless there's a bunch of injuries, like, yeah, that stuff creeps in, and it causes problems in a locker room. And coaches need to be aware of it, need to be able to address it, need to understand it, and need to have the working relationship with the front office to, hey, you got to help us in whatever degree you can. And sometimes that's not significantly. Other times it's like, well, yeah, we can, let's get this figured out and rework this or that. So, again, it is a whole lot that's on the plate of these guys as both coaches and general managers and now, even the assistants and the rest of the administration, all of that. And you've got to be able to have some difficult conversations sometimes with internally and then with the players themselves as to how this thing is going to look moving forward.
With very young men.
Very young, very impressionable. and in many cases, very coddled to, up to this point, individuals. That's another whole thing. I've had a couple of, I think, very interesting discussions with different people involved in college athletics about the number of people, the importance of setting up, to whatever degree you can, the opportunity for these kids to understand the importance of putting aside some of this money and saving for a rainy day down the future, or to build for your future. And, you know, there's just inevitably, there's going to be individuals that are going to blow through that money, are not going to understand that they're not NFL talent. They think the bigger paydays are coming, and then voila, there is no payday coming. And you've gone through the money, and there are going to be some sad stories out there. I think the role of the university is to try to limit the number of those very sad stories and do what you can to educate these kids. And because, again, if you're somebody that is coming from not great home circumstances, and then all of the sudden you're inundated with a bunch of fame along with money, and hey, look at this, I can make more friends if I pay for this party, or if I take them for a ride in my new Lamborghini that I can't really afford, but I don't understand that I can't really afford it. Like, you can see how easily, and the other part of it is there are going to be people trying to dupe. I mean, there's people trying to dupe everybody out there. The number of phone scams with, you know, we've talked about it a couple times on the show with people that are trying to, scam elderly people out of their money. And, well, yeah, you don't think college athletes, and that's why, you know, the betting thing has become such a big part of it, too, is, again, these are impressionable, easily influenced, and, you know, in a lot of cases, these are kids that are in the process of trying to form, all right, this is what I need to be my moral core, my moral compass, and it's like, wow. Do you really believe that? Because if you can just, you know, throw an interception here on that third play, here's a payday for you. It's a lot. Yeah. It's a lot for the student athletes, for the coaches, for the GMs, for the universities as a whole, to try to manage and to try to, hopefully genuinely help these kids, yes, develop as football players, but man, really develop as people and with an understanding of the big picture stuff here. And hopefully most schools, most coaches, most DMs will be doing that, trying to look out for the actual honest to God best interests of the kids while also understanding their careers are largely dependent on, yeah, we got to win, baby.
That's important.
Like, I want you to do well in life as a young person. And also, you got to win because my job's dependent on it.
There you go.
Well, I mean, again, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Just saying. That's a lot.
I guess, again, the bowl game's just 2 weeks off.
Yep.
I just figured by now, if guys were going to opt out, they would say, okay, I'm not doing this. Now, maybe in the next 1, 2, 3 days, there will be a spate of guys. Maybe. We'll see.
Yeah, so this is the final week of classes at Penn State, and then finals week is next week. I am assuming they are trying to get through, that they being Terry Smith and Matt Campbell, trying to get through that entire roster and have a conversation with everybody on it, including the seniors. Again, hey, are you going to be available? Do you want to be available? You know, what can we do to help you in terms of getting you to the next level? What can we do to help you if you're not somebody that's going to the next level of football? All of that. But then also, again, with the kids that have eligibility remaining for next year and beyond, this is how we see you fitting in. If we see you fitting in, what are you thinking? And trying to do that while getting ready for a bowl game, while trying to lay the foundation for the program. As you said, just a lot of moving parts right now.
All right, let's move some parts here called commercials.
Oh, yeah.
Because we have to do that. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Again, open line time. I don't know if you have anything. I've got a situation here. I'm going to throw it out to you, and I would say, what would you do in this situation?
Oh, I like
that.
All
right, so stay tuned for that. Let's talk here on 98.7 The Fox. We'll come right back.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox. The Fox Sports Weekend.
Is your Sunday home for the National Football League. All of the big teams.
Spins into the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City.
Big names.
Burrow throws over the middle in the coverage, and it is caught. Unbelievable.
It's the NFL. Sundays
on Central PA Sports Authority.
The Fox Sports Weekend. Sports Radio 98.7. The Fox. Fox Sports.
You know, a hotel's just a hotel, but a house is a home.
Decorated to perfection with pride, love, and attention to detail. That's what you'll experience when you stay at the Keller House.
A delightful 1887 home in the village of Center Hall, Pennsylvania.
The Keller House is not just a bed and breakfast. The moment you open the door, you'll be amazed at the historic, unique, cozy feel of this beautiful Victorian home. The Keller House is just minutes away from State College. So if you're going to the game, turn your trip into a mini vacation. The Keller House Bed and Breakfast. Oh, and did I mention the delicious homemade cooked breakfasts? So good. Plus, you can choose from one of five themed bedrooms, each with its own bathroom and a central sitting room downstairs. Wireless high-speed internet is also provided. So, whether you're by yourself or bringing the whole family, the Keller House Bed and Breakfast in Center Hall will be your home away from home. KellerHouseBB.com. That's KellerHouseBB.com. 109 West Church Street, Center Hall.
You know, a hotel's just a hotel, but a house is a home.
Decorated to perfection with pride, love, and attention to detail. That's what you'll experience when you stay at the Keller House.
A delightful 1887 home in the village of Center Hall, Pennsylvania.
The Keller House is not just a bed and breakfast. The moment you open the door, you'll be amazed at the historic, unique, cozy feel of this beautiful Victorian home. The Keller House is just minutes away from State College. So if you're going to the game, turn your trip into a mini vacation. The Keller House Bed and Breakfast. Oh, did I mention the delicious homemade cooked breakfasts?
So good. Plus, you can choose from one of five themed bedrooms, each with its own bathroom and a central sitting room downstairs. Wireless high-speed internet is also provided. So, whether you're by yourself or bringing the whole family, the Keller House Bed and Breakfast in Center Hall will be your home away from home.
KellerHouseBB.com. That's KellerHouseBB.com. 109 West Church Street, Center Hall.
This is Jim Galante from the Keystone Sports Network. For the best Penn State football analysis and commentary, join me, Dustin Hawkinsmith, T. Frank Carr, Andy Shea, and Jeff Byers every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox and State College. We'll bring you game reviews, player evaluation, recruiting news, and plenty more on the Nittany Lions. That's Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. right here on Fox Sports 98.7 for the Keystone Kickoff Show.
Let's talk here on a Thursday morning. Jeff and Scott with you. Again, the phone line is open and available for your use at 814-954-7266. And I think I know where you're going with this question. And what I would do is eat both the pumpkin and the pecan pie both. Is that where we're going? What would you do?
Not quite, but right. That's a slam dunk.
I thought that was the easy.
Oh, and throw in cherry pie.
Oh, I'll eat any pie you put
cherry
in front
of me.
We have four options. I'll take four slices, please.
Mincemeat pie?
I'm good with mincemeat pie.
You've had that?
I have had
that. Oh, okay. Yeah, so, some people, as soon as they hear mincemeat, they're like, ooh. No, actually, it's supposed to have meat in it, and it's a pie. All right, it's actually an old tradition, mincemeat pie. All right, I haven't had that in a very long time, but maybe mincemeat.
It's been a while for me as well.
There we go. All right, let's have some fun.
All right.
Our perverse idea of fun. A couple days ago, we had a guest from FIRE, Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression. Based down in Philadelphia. If you missed it, our website, 987thefox.info. Go to the Let's Talk Interviews page, scroll down just a little bit, and you can hear the interview we did with Sean Stevens. We've had Sean on before about some rather disquieting recent research involving free speech and college students and what they think and what they claim they want to do, and holy smokes. Listen to the recording on our website. It's a bit of an eye-opener. But I'm on their email list, all right? And occasionally some issue comes up that they are involved with. They kind of toss it out to their, you know, folks on their list. And this one came out yesterday. What would you do in this situation? Now, you have to be honest with yourself, okay? You have to be honest with yourself. So this just happened recently. It's the story of Monica. Now, Monica lives in Tennessee, and she works for the state of Tennessee for the Tennessee Department of Commerce and Insurance. Okay.
All right.
Monica is African American. Monica is a military vet. And apparently, recently, this happened recently, but she's part of a Facebook group with other military vets, in other words, friends. And apparently, like a lot of other Facebook groups, somebody will put a post up and people will have comments, and somebody will post about this and so on. And so apparently in Monica's Facebook group, that happened. You know, she and her buds, fellow vets, posting about politics and about sports and about all this other stuff. And people would offer their opinions, blah, blah, blah. Well, apparently recently, somebody on the Facebook group posted about Charlie Kirk. All right, what happened back in September? Posted about Charlie Kirk. And Monica puts down a post on this, if you will, private Facebook group. And now they even share Monica's post. Monica said, now remember, Monica is African American, okay. She said, the way you tap dance for white supremacists should be studied. So obviously she thinks that Charlie Kirk was a white supremacist. Okay. Now, this was supposed to stay in her Facebook group. Well, guess what? Somebody decided to, I guess, copy it and then leak it out. And it says here a handful of ex-Twitter accounts somehow got word of this. And they started saying, hey, she should be fired. She should be fired from her job. Now, her comment has nothing to do with her job. Nothing. This was a comment amongst friends and colleagues and stuff. But somebody gets her comment, and they leak it out. She should be fired. Apparently, more than one person did this. She should be fired. So, the Tennessee Department of Commerce and Insurance is where she works. And apparently, not long after these, I'll call them snipers, said she should be fired. Guess what? She gets fired. She loses her job. No issues before that. No performance issues. Apparently very good employee for that Tennessee government office. Just, you're fired. Yesterday, FIRE, the group, sued the state of Tennessee that what you say in a Facebook page has nothing to do with your job. And the two should never cross. This should have never happened. Now, for some reason, some people in the state government of Tennessee didn't have a problem, apparently didn't blink, in firing Monica. Now, Monica is joining with Fire to sue, I guess to get her job back, I'm assuming. And there's a quote from her. She's going to battle this like she did her whole life. She's going to stand up for the Constitution and so on. What would you have done in that situation? Now, I disagree with Monica's comment. I don't think Charlie Kirk was ever a white supremacist. All right? That's crap. That's all garbage. But on the other side of the coin, all right, freedom of speech. We keep saying freedom of speech, freedom of speech. Didn't Monica have freedom of speech when she made one comment on a Facebook page with some of her friends and buddies and colleagues? I don't know, Mr. Ironhead, what would you have done in that situation?
So I want to make sure. So the Facebook page is...
not a government page. It's just friends.
Yeah.
Bunch of friends.
And it's accessible. This conversation was not a...
publicly? I don't think so, no.
Yeah.
It's like a Facebook group.
Yeah, this keeps going back to my... I also would disagree vehemently with the characterization. All right. It's absurd and easily disprovable. But, I'm with you. If you are in a private conversation... my biggest problem here is with whoever leaked the comment. You ought to be able to express even ridiculous opinions amongst friends. And, you know, I would hope your friends would point out, hey, that's a ridiculous position. But, yeah, it has nothing to do with the job, and she wasn't representing the organization in those comments. If it's not if she's not out there, hey, just so you know, out on the street yelling about, because that can then reflect poorly on your organization, and the organization, I think, would have the right to, hey, we don't want that out there. But no, I don't. I think she should get her job back.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Now, I thoroughly disagree with her comment. And again, you mentioned easily disprovable. I mean, for goodness sakes, it's been 3 months now. Just this totally. But some people, some of you out there, you still have this stuff about Charlie Kirk. He's a homophobe, or he was, and white supremacist and sexist. I'm like, oh, for God's sakes, none of that is true. None of it. Now, before we take a break, let's dovetail the famous or infamous Pat Kraft recording, which got leaked by somebody, where, among other things, he had not very nice things to say about Oregon. And so, of course, this got back to Oregon. And I think I've got a page up there on the computer. Dan Lanning, apparently, he's the head coach for Oregon.
Yeah.
He got asked about this, I guess, the other day or this week or something. And he pretty much had a no-comment response, like, okay, I'm not going there. I'm not doing that. He said, yeah, Pat Kraft, Penn State, I kind of get it, you know, la, la, la. Now, I don't know. Somebody leaked that conversation, which, if I recall, was Dr. Kraft and, I don't know, 10 players? Wasn't the whole team. It was like not a subset of guys. Somebody leaked it. Now, there have been some people saying whoever leaked that should be, I don't know, fired, kicked off the team, and so on. Now, I don't know, Mr. Ironhead, is that a different situation? Free speech, okay, if I give this to somebody else, am I allowed to do that?
Well, no, that isn't free speech. That's taking somebody else's private comments and making them public. Like, that's not free speech.
Okay. All right. Do you think if the assumption is a player did this, if they found out who the player was, should that player be booted from the team? Yes or no?
They need to have a conversation with the player and then make the determination. I wouldn't say just automatically that's it. It's like, okay, hey, let's talk this through. you know, come on. Like, are you with us? Are you part of this program? You know darn well what the point of that meeting was. I think you need to have a further conversation.
Now, there have been a bunch of people since then. Oh, he needs to be booted. No conversation. Yeah. Booted. Now, we just talked a little bit about these are young men, all the words you used, impressionable, and all that sort of stuff. I agree with you. If they figure out who did this, they need to sit down with him like, why did you do that? All right? We don't want to lose you. Don't do that again. All right? And here's why, and give the reasons why and stuff like that. I agree with you. Not necessarily booted, but again, some people, kick him off the team. Get him. Get rid of him. Whoa. Slow down. Slow down.
And anytime something like this happens, think about the worst decision you've made in your life, and do you want your entire life to be judged by that, or you know, even your career in any given moment? Like, I mean, virtually all of us, everybody I know, anyways, has a moment. I have a bunch of them, and it's like,
I've had my share.
That was dumb. I think, you know, let's see if you can use it as a the old teachable moment opportunity. All right, we're back with a final wrap in mere minutes.
We don't just talk sports. We live it. Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
Bigger and better than ever, it's the 2026 Happy Valley Comic Convention, February 28th and March 1st at Nittany Valley Sports Center. 100,000 square feet of fun with special guest Tricia Helfer, the gorgeous Cylon from Battlestar Galactica, and Tracy Coco from Star Trek, along with actors from Pokemon, Dragon Ball Z, and other Japanese series. Collectibles, discussions, artist costume contest, and much more. Get your tickets starting now at $8 at HappyValleyComicCon.com. Kids 10 and under free on Sunday. HappyValleyComicCon.com. Made possible by a grant from the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau.
When winter's at its worst, snowplow professionals need the best. That's why your local Boss dealer has the ultimate lineup of snow and ice solutions you need. Front to back, Boss leads with advanced truck plows and spreaders, compact equipment, heavy equipment, and time-saving tools to clear any surface area. Keep them open with a Boss snowplow, built to back you up.
Maxwell Truck and Equipment, 1705 East Trout Road, State College. Call them at 814-234-2672.
Eating healthy is important for us and for our animals. The Center Hall Farm Store knows this. Local, fresh ingredients are put in all of our feeds. Expert care from people ingrained in our community. If you haven't been to the Center Hall Farm Store yet, do yourself and your animals a favor and stop on in at 110 Allison Street in Center Hall. See what a difference the local touch can make in providing real quality. And be sure to check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com.
Looking for something different? But you want something that's quick and affordable that won't set you back in the pocketbook? Then you need to head down to Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub right next to the Center County Courthouse on North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfast. They feature only the best pizza in town and also the finest selections from Robin Hood Brewing Company, University Wines, and Big Spring Liquors. Come celebrate Happy Hour in Happy Valley every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 to 6 at Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub in downtown Belfast.
It's Let's Talk here on a Thursday morning. The penultimate day of the work week, ladies and gentlemen, we've made it. As we hurtle ever closer to Christmas Day. Man, time is flying by.
2 weeks. 2 weeks.
Crazy to me.
Which just means the holiday shopping period starts in, what, about a week, just, week and a half?
Yep, about a week and a half till we get underway with the holiday shopping season. It'll be here before you know it.
Here's a quick note. Yep. Toys for Tots, right? We had our friend Gene Weller on recently. Toys for Tots boxes all over the place. If I recall, this weekend is pickup weekend. So if you're going to make a contribution, and we have a box here in our building on Science Park Road, and thankfully I noticed this week, Some folks been putting some stuff in the box, so that's cool. And again, as Gene told us, they're especially looking for stuff for kids 10 and older.
Yep.
The young, they've got so many toys for the young ones. Okay, that's cool. What about older kids?
Yep.
And so if you still want to make a contribution, you know, go to a store or something today, that's what you're thinking about. All right? What would be cool for an older kid?
Yep, great right? idea.
But do it in the next couple of days. Time's running out.
Yes, indeed. And have yourself a fantastic Thursday. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sports Radio 98.7, the Fox Sports.